Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Trend Zone. Oh, it sucks, man. I've been trend zoned.
Trend zoned, dude.
Oh, man.
What happened when you tried to kiss?
The worst. That is courtesy of Johnny Davis. We are talking about what is trending this afternoon. And yeah, let's talk about it. Macaulay Culkin is trending because he has been added to season 10 of American Horror Story. And some people are saying TJC tweeted, I never would have thought Macaulay Culkin would be that big of a draw in 2020, but here we are.
Do you know what this the theme is of this season?
I don't.
Okay.
Yeah. When was the last time he acted? Has he been acting?
Yeah.
Okay.
He was in something recently. I remember when we talked about how he totally failed his Tarantino audition.
Oh, right.
That he's been something recently. I mean, I know I don't know. Look, I'm not an expert.
Look, I'm not here to make friends.
I'm not here to make friends. I'm here to talk trends.
That's right. I'm not here to make trends. New York Times is writing about how Maria Sharapova has retired.
Yeah.
She wants the world to know it has nothing to do with the fact that she was using steroids and can't use them anymore. Using performance.
Did she ever win a Grand Slam?
Yeah.
She did?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think she won a couple, right? She's saying that she called perseverance her greatest tool, but said it ultimately worked against her as she tried to push through recurring injuries. So it's basically...
Oh, yeah, she did it. Oh, for she won Wimbledon.
Yeah.
Bro. That's kind of major. I heard of that one.
Yeah, I think that's one of the big ones, I think.
I remember her, you know what I'm getting her confused with is Anna Kournikova because
right.
At the time, people were like, no, she's traditionally attractive and was going to be a great marketing thing, but can actually play.
Right. Yeah, she was very good in her day. And then towards the end of her career, got suspended for, using illegal performance-enhancing drugs.
Wait, so is that affecting any of her titles or anything? No.
I mean, I believe it. A lot of the times people end up using that stuff to just recover from injuries.
I mean, hell, we use them every day.
Yeah.
As podcasters.
You said it, man.
The only thing I remember
quicker recoveries
is that she used to be engaged to Sasha Vujicic, the Laker.
Oh, really? And they never got married?
Nah, they broke up.
Sasha, I remember being at a NBA game and he was just sitting on the scorer's table during a timeout, just checking out the girls, just looking directly into the crowd, while the timeout was happening and Phil Jackson was talking to the team, he was just staring directly into the crowd, just being like, hey,
I mean, hey, what's up? He's the machine. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe there's just a reference to his prowess off the court.
That's right. Was that his nickname?
Yeah, La Machina.
That's incredible. What else is trending? Face masks is trending because a North Texas face mask manufacturer says they can't meet the coronavirus demand.
Yeah.
I know that, yeah, people are taking face masks from hospitals. It's wild.
The right now, this manufacturer is able to make about 600,000 masks a day, but they said the demand is about 1,000 times higher than that.
How is that possible? Oh, just because it's global.
Global, and also because China is a huge manufacturer of a lot of these items, and because factories aren't running the same and trade is slowing down, it's created a greater dependency on people who are making them like within the country, and they're sort of like, we're running on all cylinders, and we still can't meet the demand.
Hashtag I want a Little Caesars box seat is trending. This is one of those things that is just like a promotional thing that is working, but it's a seat that's made out of what looks like a Little Caesars pizza box. It's just like a giant.
Oh, like a cardboard throne?
Yeah. It's kind of dope, actually. I want one too.
Do you really want one? Be real now, Jack. You'd bring it home. You'd put it in your home.
Yeah. I wouldn't be
for the office, maybe?
Yeah, for the office, it would be dope.
Actually, that should be the kind of seats we record in.
Right.
Like, you should have a Mountain Dew throne.
That would be dope.
I should have one made of Taco Bell and, like, blunts. And people are like, whoa, it stinks in here.
Right. Swisher Sweets and Taco Bell boxes, discarded Taco Bell boxes.
Yeah, I'm mostly a Dutch guy or Dutch guy. Optimos, but, you know, beggars can't be choosers.
It's true, they can't. And jobs for miserable people is trending. I don't have any good ones for that. Maybe we shouldn't.
Is that a Twitter trend?
Yeah,
right now?
Hashtag Twitter trend, and there's some funny ones in there.
I like how they just put first lady, and they have this gif of sad Melania.
Yeah.
It's not Bob the Butcher or Barb the Baker, but most likely Diane the Dip the Dildo Maker. Showing these women in a factory making dildos. It looks kind of cool.
Yeah. Someone put singing for the Smiths, Trumped in camera, tweet copy editor, Rachel Rawlings.
What's the shittiest job you've had?
Shittiest job I had was probably, early days at Cracked weren't great.
Oh.
I was writing all the content and working for, those were the times when I was when I was going to the same Subway every day, getting the turkey and ranch and jalapeno sandwich and drinking Diet Sprite and chewing nicotine gum. So that's where I was at.
Sounds pretty baller to me, sir.
And I was also a pool boy before that, so I didn't know how bad that job was, really.
Mm.
Those were bad. And one time I had to jump into the pool to, pull a kid out. I would say like save a kid, but it was literally like 3 feet of water. So I just like walked over and like lifted him out. But my boss was like, you know what you do at camp, drip dry, and wouldn't let me go home, even though I was like in my clothes completely soaked.
Mm.
And that's when my phone got wet and the battery started to expand. How about you? What's the shittiest job?
Okay, probably like the retail jobs I had.
Oof.
Yeah. Working in a t-shirt shop, making custom like prints, like with heat transfers, with people coming in being like, I want it to look like this. And you make it, and they're like, that's not what I said. I'm like, this is exactly what you said. And you put in this sheet that you submitted to me when I made the shirt.
Right.
Person of interest. And then also, when I worked at the Coach store at the mall, that was a vibe too that I wasn't very interested in.
Mm.
And then now, I'm flying high, baby.
Living the dream.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, those are some things that are trending this afternoon. We're about to get on a plane and come see you, Chicago.
Yeah.
That's it for today. We will be back tomorrow with a whole nother podcast. We'll talk to you then. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.